This is KGOU. It's been more than 18 months since the start of the energy downturn that saw the price of oil dip to about $30 a barrel at its lowest point. It is slowly starting to rebound, and this downturn has led to bankruptcies, a few success stories, and even some variables that have really nothing to do with market forces. Here to talk about that is Adam Brooks. He's the managing editor of the Journal Record, and he joins us most Fridays. Adam, I want to start with the companies that are struggling, which you and I have talked about frequently. Last week, New Source Energy Partners filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. They were a small company and based in an office along Broadway in Oklahoma City's Automobile Alley neighborhood. What happened to them?
Well, they had a lot of problems, of course, like you said, with low commodity prices. But in October, they had a credit cut that took them from $49 million to $24 million. Then a month later, their CEO said that they wouldn't have the cash or the collateral to cover their payments. They're also facing a lawsuit from their drilling contractor, New Dominion. So it was really no surprise. Experts knew that the company had a negative debt-to-equity ratio, which is just an indication of real poor financial health, according to an expert we talked to. So the company filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is interesting. That's not a reorganization. They're looking to liquidate the company.
I want to ask you about that debt-to-equity ratio you just mentioned. Is this a trend? What are economists saying about New Source and the industry as a whole?
There are at least two other companies in the state, Midstate Petroleum and Post Rock Energy, that are in the same position. Tom Tsang of the University of Tulsa said that others might be in trouble if commodity prices don't rise, but they're not about to file for bankruptcy right now. As you said at the beginning, oil prices are starting to rise. They've been over $38 a barrel for much of March. They were much lower in February, so there are some positive signs there.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago, there are some things that are outside the bounds of energy prices, namely seismic activity. On Tuesday, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission approved new rules that clarified how disputes over disposal wells should be resolved. Of course, these wastewater injection wells have been blamed by scientists for the uptick in earthquakes. What led to this decision by the Corporation Commission?
In December, the commission issued a directive that was going to shut down some wells and reduce volumes in others. There's been a series of these orders. Companies generally comply, but in December, Sandridge said no. The disposal wells are too important to their business. Eventually, everyone agreed to a technical conference. Sandridge shut down a few of the wells and gave others to the state so that they could do some research in them.
And how is the industry reacting to these new rules?
Well, Terry Stowers of the Coalition for Surface and Owners wants to make sure that both sides can call for a technical conference, and he wants clarification on when injections can resume after the conference. Whatever new rules are agreed upon, the legislature has to approve them by May.
Finally, I want to talk about American Energy Partners. They spun off their Permian Basin subsidiary in West Texas into a standalone company on Wednesday. That in itself is fairly unremarkable, but they do have kind of a unique business model. They're almost like house flippers in the way that they operate. And I'm also curious what's happening at this company after the unexpected death of its CEO, Aubrey McClendon, earlier this month.
The new CEO of Permian Resources, Jeff Mobley, said this was always part of American Energy's plan. I don't know if I'd say like flipping houses, but they were a platform. They would build assets and funding and then separate. They also did this with Ascent Resources. It's kind of interesting because Jeff Fisher, who's the CEO of Ascent, and Jeff Mobley, the CEO of Permian Resources, they were both high-level executives under Aubrey McClendon at Chesapeake Energy. So this is sort of his bench coming up, stepping into their own. Now, there's been some reports that AEP was losing investor confidence, but you could see these spinoffs as a sign that the model is working.
Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record. He joins us each Friday from his office in Oklahoma City to talk about some of the state's business stories. Adam, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.